Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way, from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/Green Festival.
This is Bloomberg Business Week from Bloomberg Radio.
I'm Carol Masser. Welcome to the Bloomberg Business Week Extra. It's a weekly podcast with a favorite conversation from the week. And this week, it was with Dan Blumenthal, Director of Asian Studies at the conservative think tank American Enterprise Institute. He's former Senior Director for China, Taiwan, and Mongolia at the Department of Defense. He also served as a commissioner on the congressionally mandated U.S.-China Economic and Security Review Commission. Well, he's got a new book out. It's called The China Nightmare, The Grand Ambitions of a Decaying State. Dan notes in his book's introduction that he wrote his book mainly to accurately diagnose the exact nature of the challenge that China poses to the U.S. and its allies. Check it out.
There's no doubt that China has viewed us as its main rival for global power for a very long time, and we've just woken up to that in the last 4 or 5 years. I wanted to put out this book to argue just exactly what kind of rival it is. So it's not just ascendant and strong, although it's very formidable, but it also has, it's beset by many weaknesses and frustrations. And because of that, it's compensating for some of these internal weaknesses by lashing out on the world stage in very dangerous ways.
So why do you call it the China nightmare then?
Well, the nightmare scenario is it's strong enough, which it is right now, to cause lots of global instability, to do what it's doing, lashing out in Taiwan Strait, taking over Hong Kong, Australia. But it's also got a whole set of weaknesses inside that is accelerating its path to lashing out and trying to externalize external problems, distract its population from many of those internal problems.
What's really fascinating to me is that they are at this point, right, where they want to play, it feels like, more on the global stage, be thought of not for being the manufacturer to the world, but really developing those higher tech economies, industries, sectors, if you will. At the same time, it does feel like they're pushing back as well.
That's right. There is a contradiction there. On the one hand, they very much need international cooperation with the U.S., U.S. businesses, multinational businesses, in order to move up the value chain of technology, of course, access to our markets and so forth. But on the other hand, they've been acting in very provocative ways that is causing not just us, but our allies in Europe and in Asia and Australia to say, we've had enough. You've been also irresponsible on COVID-19, and we want an investigation. So there is this big contradiction.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. You need a company with extensive experience in specialized insurance. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and helping provide coverage that suits your needs. The Hartford offers insurance solutions that help mid to large-sized businesses, like yours, effectively manage risk, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. With extensive experience in underwriting, risk engineering services, and claims, The Hartford goes beyond the expected to deliver innovative, customizable solutions and service that your industry, that your business, demands. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Success is more than the final destination. It's a path you take one step at a time. It's discipline, it's teamwork, and it's the drive and passion inside of us that comes before all recognition. It's what Stifel's been doing for over 130 years. Quietly, yet strategically, Stifel's become one of the fastest growing wealth management and investment banking firms in the country. Our financial advisors go beyond traditional wealth management to provide clients with direct access to one of the industry's largest equity research franchises and a leading middle market investment bank. Because success is the drive it takes to keep climbing, the passion to keep investing, the best of each of us made better by the best in all of us. And that is where success meets success. Start your journey at Stifel.com. That's Stifel.com.
Stifel Nicholas and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
You know success when you see it. Or you think you do. The people in the spotlight. Athletes, actors, artists. But what about the people behind the scenes? You know, the ones who make it all happen. The lighting engineers, the sideline photographers, the caterers. They're small business masterminds. And if there's one thing they have in common, it's making their money work harder. That's why they have a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, where they are now earning a generous 5% annual percentage yield. Yes, 5% APY. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
So what's the role of government specifically in all of this? Obviously, we need to have a relationship. China is, you know, when it's interesting, we did the Bloomberg New Economy Forum and we talked about finance and trade. We talked about global cities. We talked about the climate. We talked about global health. And a question came up during one of the many sessions and it was like, well, do we have to think about China? Do we have to worry about China? And someone said, yeah, you got to think about China with everything that's going on in this world. They matter. So how do we figure out the right strategy, the right policy for a nation, a government, an economy that matters so much in our world, but one that I think it's safe to say that many disagree with?
Yeah, that's the big challenge. So we have areas where we absolutely do need to cooperate, and that's in commercial relations. They're a big market for so many of our own goods, and the technology relationship is interrelated. But I think we've started, and we can do a better job of this, to craft policies that restrict our highest-end technology. And we have to do this in concert with our allies from getting into the wrong hands in China. And we'll see more of that under the Biden administration. But we also need to make sure that China knows, you know, through our presence throughout Asia, Japan and around China, and through our military presence and diplomatic presence, that China knows that there's a high price to pay for throwing out the order, the world order that has served it so well. So it's extremely complicated. We have to move along the diplomatic track and find ways to trade and do commerce with China, while at the same time not allowing China to overturn the order or bully or coerce countries into doing its bidding.
So just got about 40 seconds. We're going to do some news and we'll come back. So then for the incoming Biden administration, they need to continue to some extent the strategy with China of the past administration, the Trump administration?
Well, all signals say they will in many dimensions. I think they want to lower the tone of the relationship. But in terms of the pushback against certain malign behaviors, every indication is they want to continue with that, and there's broad bipartisan political support for pushing back against various different kinds of malfeasance.
Dan, what worries you the most about China?
What worries me the most about China is a grave miscalculation in terms of its pushing around Taiwan or pushing around a country going too far, thinking that the United States won't come to one of its allies or partners' defense. I think that miscalculation on China's part is really worrisome. I'm not as worried as Henry Kissinger is about an inevitable conflict, but there is so much military power being brought to bear around China's periphery by China that I think China could miscalculate, and that would be a catastrophe.
Well, it is really interesting. I mean, we obviously look at it from, China from a lot of different perspectives here at Bloomberg, obviously the political perspectives and the trade perspectives. But it was really fascinating for us in the last few weeks to see the pushback against someone like a Jack Ma of Alibaba and, of course, the Ant Financial IPO, because it's interesting, as we talked about at the top, this contradiction that we kind of see from Xi and China in that they want to be on the global stage. They want to be perceived, certainly as a much more developed economy. They want to play in the big industries, certainly develop them domestically. And there you have, a star when it comes to, kind of the tech world and certainly the online world. And yet, because of things that Ma said, he was really reined in. And it really put kind of a shudder over Chinese tech companies.
Well, that's right. And China under Xi Jinping is going in the wrong direction. There is no question that when Jack Ma was coming up as an entrepreneur, China allowed for much more free market activity and entrepreneurial activity. The state sector and control by the party under Xi Jinping of businesses has just grown. And it's a trend that's going to hurt China. It's a trend that's going to hurt the global economy. But that's a perfect example. Jack Ma, you would think, is untouchable. He says the wrong thing about regulators, and he's reeled in, as you said, by Xi Jinping.
And I also do wonder, what is one of the things that you think most probably Americans or most people don't understand about China and the mission it's on? I mean, I've always been kind of amazed and awe, a little terrified about these 10-year plans, but they do create a plan about where they want to go. And yet we have an economy here in the U.S. where it's often short-sighted, right? If you're public, you're thinking about the quarters. It's really hard to make those big investments. What is it that you think that maybe some people are missing about the Chinese story and they have to make sure that they don't?
Well, I think one big thing, particularly if you're interested in the markets and the economy, is that China had this big reform, market reform plan that it undertook from 1992 mm-hmm. through the accession to the WTO. But they really reversed much of that in the latter parts of 2008, 2009. They started taking on enormous amounts of debt, but they also started to change their political system in ways that wouldn't support market reform. They became extremely afraid of if they opened up too much, their free market too much, that other Western influences about political liberty would seep into the system. So they've clamped down. I don't think people know enough about that. They started clamping down on this type of behavior, free markets and freedom of speech. In 2008, 2009, it's just been going downhill from there.
With China pursuing these strategies and all these things that you know, Dan, can they hit some of the growth rates that they have been laying out at this point? We know that recently Chinese President Xi said the economy can double in size by 2035 and that the country can reach high income status in the next 5 years. And this has to do with the Communist Party's ambitious plans for the nation's future. Can they get there, especially when I see some of the tactics that you are laying out right now in terms of how they are clamping down, whether it's on human rights, when they're pushing back on some of their successful business folks? How do you see it?
I don't think they can get there unless they return to the path of market reform. So just from a economic efficiency point of view, they're facing a lot of trouble. Also, many times countries in China's situation, which are, sort of trapped in, what they call the middle income trap, mm-hmm. innovate their way out of it. There's no question that China is spending a lot on R&D from the state, you know, technology, and they'll have some payoffs from that. But in terms of really setting up the rule of law, efficient capital markets, protection of intellectual property, letting entrepreneurs like Jack Ma continue to invent and innovate, that's going in the wrong direction. So I don't see it. And then, of course, there's this huge demographic lag where they're getting old so quickly. I mean, in 2030, they will have the same demographic picture as Europe.
And that wraps up our Bloomberg Business Week Extra podcast with Dan Blumenthal, Director of Asian Studies at the conservative think tank American Enterprise Institute. His new book, The China Nightmare, The Grand Ambitions of a Decaying State. You've been listening to Bloomberg Business Week Extra. Be sure to listen to Bloomberg Business Week Radio, airing live Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Wall Street time on Bloomberg Radio. I'm Carol Masser, and this is Bloomberg.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way, from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/greenfestival.